On Robin Hood Radio, time for us to talk to Pat McKenna as we take a look at the weather. And I jumped the gun. I jumped the shark this morning when I contacted Pat. I said, "Happy spring." And like all good meteorologists do, he said, "Not yet, not yet."
Right.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Not bad. You know, it's a Monday. And again, it can't be all that bad considering the fact that we have spring on the way. And we're also expecting a nice day today. It'll be nice and sunny. Look for highs to be in the low 50s. It'll be clear tonight, 25 to 30. And sun and some clouds, and 55 to 60 for Tuesday. Wednesday, clouds increase, 50 to 55. We get a few showers around, I think, Wednesday night. There may be some scattered showers around on Thursday, 55 to 60. And more showers on Friday, with highs probably only in the 40s, because of a better chance of some rain on Friday. And then the big question is, another front's moving our way Friday night, Saturday. How quick does it get out of here? It could linger. So if it does, we may have wet weather on Saturday and then better weather on Sunday. But at least at this point right now, we're not looking for any snowstorms.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. So what's the temperature going to be like tomorrow?
It's going to be nice, 55 to 60.
And then Wednesday?
Same thing.
All right. Is there going to be any difference? Like, is one day going to have a little bit of wind factor and the other way? Is there any difference, really?
Well, there's going to be some showers around on Thursday. There won't be any on Tuesday.
All right. Well, that means my physical therapist, I will probably venture out to do my physical therapy with her help
Tuesday.
On my back deck if it's going to be sunny and warm like that.
Yeah, that's on Tuesday.
It'll be, my body will do good from the sunshine and the fresh air.
I think so. It'll do everybody good. no doubt about that. And, yeah, that's good. So, are you feeling any better?
I mean, physically, yeah, my arm and my wrist, no. But everything else is getting stronger and more cohesive. But the rest, I've got a couple more appointments, and then we're going to decide what to do to go from here, because it's not showing any improvement at all. So, and I want to get back into that studio as soon as possible. So,
yeah.
It makes it kind of hard to work at a radio station with only one hand, and it's not your dominant hand.
Yeah, really. I can't even imagine that. I just can't.
Too many buttons to push at the same time.
Oh, brother.
Oh, yeah. Well. I never thought I'd really understand what ambidextrous meant.
There you go. You see, you learned the hard way, didn't you?
Yeah, what the heck. So now.
Yeah.
I watched some old movies. I don't know why yesterday I decided to put on a movie about a Chinese terrorist storming the White House.
Oh, great.
I think it's called White House Down, I think.
Oh, yeah, I see. I think I've seen that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's just a lot of action and blowing up, so I felt like I'd watch that. And then what else did I watch this weekend? Of course, one of my favorite shows is on Sunday night, but I always can't delay that. And that is Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Okay.
And then I watched a few old Seinfeld reruns and a few old reruns from the Twilight Zone. So I had an interesting weekend worth of watching. So that's what I did with my time. I'm still putting off watching Cocaine Bear.
Oh, okay. Well, I could tell you that I watched the finale of 1883. I'm not going to give away any secrets for anybody who may be watching it. Just make sure you have the tissues ready. That's all I will tell you about that. And that's probably my extent of watching this past weekend. I'm trying to work on the long-range spring forecast. I almost have it done. So it took some time in working on that. Hopefully I'll have that done by tomorrow, and we could talk about spring, because tomorrow is the first full day of spring.
And but it arrives at 5:30 tonight?
5:24.
5:24. Maybe I'll make sure I'm looking out the window at that time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and today is a day of equal day and equal nights.
Now, all I can say is I've been looking forward to the word spring for a long, long time, and I'm glad it's here. Cooler weather or warm weather, I'm glad it's spring.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, not that you can't get snow, and you know that, Marshall.
Yeah, you
can still get snow, but the good thing about it, when you get snow in the spring, and they call it a spring snow, it's just that. For instance, parts of New Hampshire had 38 inches last week. Remember, Tuesday, Wednesday? They got a lot of snow up there. I looked at the pictures over the weekend, compared it from last week until this past weekend, and more than half had melted.
Yeah, it's funny because the front of it's melting pretty good in the front of my house, and that creates mud because there was so much there, and the ground gets soft. But I'm not going to complain. So let's go over this head into spring forecast.
Yeah, definitely. Sunny, lower 50s today. Clear tonight, 25 to 30. Sun, some clouds, 55 to 60 Tuesday. Increasing clouds, 50 to 55 Wednesday. And clouds and some scattered showers Thursday. And the high, 55 to 60 degrees.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow and get that spring feeling.
Okay, well, enjoy it.